Well, Jeremy, yesterday you had a conversation about the first ever recall election in Colorado history.
Yeah, and I see this morning that it was successful.
Indeed. Two Democratic state senators who supported Colorado's new gun restrictions are now out of a job. Now, that effort drew national attention and millions of dollars in outside money. And of course, similar high-profile efforts have taken place in other states, such as Wisconsin. Governor Scott Walker survived a recall election there last year. Wisconsin, in fact, leads the way on the number of recalls, and 2011 was a banner year for that state. So we're wondering, are recalls the new way for voters to have their voices heard, and what effect could they have on state-level governance? Joining us to discuss this is Jenny Bowser, an expert on recalls with the National Conference of State Legislatures in Denver, Colorado. Jenny, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
I'm just wondering first, what are your thoughts on the twin recalls in Colorado last night? Apparently, there was a huge pile of political mail that came in, drew a lot of internal and external interest. What do you think the recalls themselves mean?
Well, I don't happen to live in one of those two districts, so I can't vouch for the level of mail. But given the amount of outside money that came into these efforts on both sides of the issue, I wouldn't be surprised to hear that there was a lot of mail and probably a lot of phone calls, and voters in those districts were being bombarded. This is notable for Colorado because it's a first for us. It's not really particularly notable given the recent history, though. We've seen a huge uptick in the number of recall efforts against state legislators in just the last 2 or 3 years.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit more about that, because supporters of the Colorado recalls basically said that the two lawmakers ignored their constituents by voting in favor of gun control restrictions. I mean, your thought on what that sort of single issue focus means for lawmakers who are still currently in office?
Well, you know, I think that gets at some really big questions about what representative democracy is and what it means for a legislator to represent his or her constituents. So is a legislator supposed to just take a public opinion poll on every issue and vote according to the will of the majority? Is that what it means to represent your constituents? Or should legislators take into account the facts and the opinions that they hear throughout a policy debate, take into concern the voices of minorities on that issue, and their own conscience and moral beliefs as they decide how to vote? I mean, if we just want to make laws based solely on the views of the majority on each individual issue, then why do we need representatives at all? So this isn't an easy task for legislators, and it's particularly difficult on a really hot-button issue that generates a lot of passion on both sides, like gun control.
Now, you said that we've seen a huge uptick in the number of recalls. Do you expect to see that uptick continue into the future?
Well, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if it did. So it's pretty recent history where we've seen this uptick. There have been a total of 38 elections held on the question of whether or not to recall a state legislator in all of U.S. history. But of those 38, 17 of them, 47%, were held in 2011, 12, or 13. So it's really interesting to see that uptick, and in some ways it parallels some other increased attention to these direct democracy devices that we've seen in the past. There's been an increased use in the popular referendum over this same period, and 20 years ago we saw citizens taking advantage of the initiative process, allowing them to draft their own proposed laws and constitutional amendments, and that's continued to stay high. That really picked up in the 1990s and has continued to stay high. It's almost as if voters in the states that offer these tools kind of forget that they have them. And then when you have a really high profile and successful use of that tool, it jogs everybody's memory, and then we all want to try it.
Well, is that why you think, I mean, I'm still sort of taken aback by the fact that you just laid out before us that in the 200 plus years of U.S. history, almost half of the recalls have happened in the past 2 years. I mean, is that why you think this is happening, that we have seen recent examples of successful ones, so voters in other states think we can do this too?
I do. I think that's one reason. I think there are a couple other reasons at play. One is changes in the way that we communicate with each other, and I'm talking specifically here about the internet and social networking. That enables people to raise awareness and to galvanize and organize supporters in ways that it used to be really hard to do. I'm not saying that people are actually putting petitions online and you can sign it digitally, because that's not really happening yet. But awareness, sort of the campaign piece of it, can happen really fast and really inexpensively now, given the ways that we communicate in American society today. Another factor is money. So a lot of these recalls that have happened over the last 2-3 years happened in Wisconsin. They had 11 recalls for legislators there in 2011, followed by 4 more in 2012. And in those recalls, as well as in the Colorado recall yesterday, we saw a lot of money come in from outside the state.
Jenny, if I may, we've just got a couple seconds to go, about 25 seconds or so. I mean, given the internet, the national interest here, and what you just said about money, what effect do you think all these recalls may have on how governance is actually done in some of these states?
Well, I think that the hope on the part of people that use it is that legislators will fear a recall or the threat of a recall, and that will influence the way that they vote. I'm not so sure that that's what really happens.
Well, Jenny Bowser is a senior fellow at the National Conference of State Legislatures. Jenny, I'm sorry I had to cut you off there, but we are out of time. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Sure, you're welcome.
Listeners, let us know what you think. Should we be seeing more recalls at the state level? Is it a good, bad thing? Let us know, hereandnow.org.
Funding for Here and Now comes from GEICO, offering a variety of insurance products, including auto, renters, boat, and motorcycle. More at geico.com or 1-800-947-AUTO.